Airline pilots in the U.S. will not be allowed to carry guns into the cockpit. The Department of Transportation made that announcement today over the objections of pilots who say they need the ability to use lethal force. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Pilots have argued they need weapons so they can stay in control if hijackers try to seize an airliner. But John McGaugh, head of the Transportation Security Administration, told the Senate committee he decided that arming pilots would just raise too many questions.
The type weapon, the training, 14,000 more pilots in airports carrying weapons. How many of them will want to do that? And how many will be able to pass the qualification? And if they can't pass the qualification, do they now not fly? I mean, there's huge issues here.
McGaugh reminded senators there are air marshals on many flights. They're trained in how to use a weapon in a confined space. And air marshals don't have to worry about flying a plane. But pilots and flight attendants remain concerned about whether a couple of air marshals could keep four or five hijackers from commandeering a jetliner. Captain Dennis Dolan of the Airline Pilots Association says his members are disappointed. They still want to run a test program to see whether guns can help improve airline security.
First of all, it goes against the decidedly favorable opinion of both the traveling public and of the pilots we represent to go forward with this program. But more importantly, he's offered really no alternative to this situation.
The Transportation Security Administration is still considering whether to give pilots non-lethal weapons such as stun guns. United has already bought over 1,000 stun guns. Some members of Congress want to overrule the TSA entirely and have introduced legislation that would allow guns in the cockpit. But in the meantime, pilots have only the little fire axe that was used to subdue an unruly passenger on a United flight last February. Many lawmakers wonder whether the new Transportation Security Administration is prepared to prevent hijackers from boarding a plane in the first place, given recent revelations about terrorist threats made before last September's attacks. Senator Barbara Boxer asked why the warnings the administration received last year were not shared with airlines.
What kind of warning do you need to have? It seemed to me the president knew Osama bin Laden hijacking American soil. Now, when Condoleezza Rice was asked about it, her answer was, well, we couldn't shut down the whole system. No one's suggesting shut down the system. But if you know Osama bin Laden hijacking American soil, it seems to me there could have been some specific warnings.
Transportation officials have been focusing their efforts and their money on hiring thousands of federal baggage screeners and on ways to detect explosives in luggage. But it's not clear that the Transportation Security Administration has developed a system for dealing with information with the nonspecific threat of an attack that administration officials never passed on to airlines and airports. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon asked Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta whether those warnings had been relayed to baggage screeners.
Mr. Secretary, do you know if any of these warnings were shared with the security screening companies?
In my previous discussion, had been with airports and airlines. And looking at a report here, it says aviation industry security professionals. Now, whether that means screening companies, I can't answer that.
Lawmakers seemed reassured by the way the nation's airlines have been hardened against future attacks by terrorists using explosives or guns. But the Transportation Security Administration still has not entirely figured out how to deal with the same kind of attack that the 9/11 hijackers launched. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.